Welcome to Story Tales, where love for pets meets the pursuit of dreams. I'm Penny.
I'm Ray.
Here, we will be unleashing our passion for pets and share our thoughts and experiences as we journey through our lives as pet and business owners.
Today, we will be exploring how we become the pet owners.
Alrighty, let's dive in and make some positive waves. Alright, here we are again. So, Ray, pet ownership. Let's talk about, you know, how you got into pet ownership.
I actually got my first pet, real pet, when I was in high school.
Oh.
Yes, but before that, I have a lot of contact with other animals. Like when I was younger, I have fish, but I don't really think they are a pet because they don't really communicate with me and they are always in the fish tank. There's really nothing you can do with them. And the reason I wasn't a pet owner is because my mom like her house clean and tidies, and she doesn't like, you know, pet making a mess, which is understandable because she's a clean freak. Mm-hmm. And, you know, having like a bird, right? When they shed, the seasonal change, you get feathers everywhere. She doesn't like the mess. And then the dog or cat is because she doesn't trust me.
Aww.
That I will be responsible for them. So at the end, she will have to be the one that clean out the pet mess.
But it's understandable for parents to feel that way because, like, you know, you don't know if your kid's ready, right?
Yes.
But, hey, you won't know until you try.
Yes. So that's why we start the fish. Mm-hmm. And so I guess my really first pet was fish.
Yeah.
And they die easily. I don't know why. I even followed the instruction that the pet store gave me, but they just keep dying. And then my mom was just keep buying replacement until one day I was like, no, I just don't want to deal with this anymore. Because it's pretty sad, right? You start with 10 fish, and then next week you're down to 9. And then later on you find, oh my God, 2 more die. So
yeah,
being a fish owner, it was a terrifying experience for me because I feel I'm killing them instead of I'm taking care of them.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say it was your fault. I mean, who knows? There might be a lot of variables, right? Like, where did your mom get those fishes? Like, who took care of them before?
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe their lifespan is a certain lifespan. Yeah. Like, you know, as a child, you probably don't know how to research that. You know, you're just like, oh no, my fishy.
Yes.
Yeah, because I've had fishes, but I, like, it's not really my fish, but my grandparents, I used to live at my grandparents' house and we had a fish tank that had all sorts of fishes. There's goldfishes, there's, I don't know what they're called, but like they look like, they call them vacuum fishes, the one that sucks onto
the black things.
Yeah, the black ones. I don't know what their real names are, but I just remember in Chinese, they would call them like vacuum fish.
And they are the only fish that survive in my fish tank.
Yeah, they usually survive pretty long. And then there's, we had little crabs too. And oh my gosh, like, I remember there was a crab in the tank and I was looking at it. And then like a few hours later, I went back to go look for him because I'm like, oh, what can you, like, you gotta spot the crab, you know? But I couldn't find him anymore.
Oh.
Yeah. He just went missing.
Did he get eaten?
No. And then one day I was just like, you know, laying on my grandpa's floor, like kind of like rolling around like a little kid, you know? And all of a sudden I see something like moving. I thought it was a spider and I look closely. Oh, it was the crab.
Oh, wow.
It got out.
It's an escape artist.
Yeah. It knew how to escape. It freaked me out, but it wasn't my tank. It was, you know, my grandparents' tank, but I can see what you mean. That, like, usually the interaction you have is just feeding the food, right?
Yeah. Feeding, cleaning a fish tank.
Yeah. So cleaning the tank.
That's why I didn't really consider them as my pet, but that's the closest thing I have as a child. And also another thing is that you probably don't have because you didn't grow up in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was third grade, mm-hmm. we have a school project and we have to take care of silkworm.
Silkworm?
Have you seen that before?
No, I didn't take care of silkworm. I did the butterfly project, like caterpillar, which is much easier.
So the silkworm is, the name tell you everything, right? Mm-hmm. When they grow up, they make the silk. That's how we make the silk clothes. And dude, they are difficult to take care of because they have so many predators. Even tiny ant can be their predator.
Mm.
Because if, like, you know, ants, they will go into your box and try to eat them. And I didn't know at the first, but because it's a school project, I need to monitor their growth, you know, how they become the moth. And then write a daily logs every day. And at the end, to protect myself warm, I had to build like a fortress for them.
Oh, wow.
So they have like, so the ant cannot cross over the river that I built.
Ants are crazy.
Yeah. And then that's how I survived. But then some of my classmates, they are impressive. Like, I heard someone have, like, generation of their silkworm.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They're, like, they're still taking care of them.
Yeah, hundreds of them. And then to the point they got so freaked out because you get so many and you don't know what to do.
It multiplied like crazy.
Yeah, so I know some people that will take them to, like, the silkworm firm, farm.
Uh-huh.
Or some of them, they told me they just put in the freezer so they don't... Like, the egg doesn't breed anymore.
Oh, wow. It's crazy.
Yes. Yeah, so, everyone has their way to deal with, like, silkworm. But mine doesn't survive. I start with 12. Only one become a moth at the end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, that's another weird experience for me as a kid. And I did not like them.
Yeah. Yeah, moths are interesting. Like how big did the moth come out to, like
the moth was just probably like a thumb size.
Oh wow,
they're pretty furry. They are, yeah. They don't really fly like butterfly. They really, I don't know. I've been, the purpose of them is to breed.
Yeah.
So after they breed, they pass away.
Yeah, that
so
makes sense.
Their lifetime is very short.
Short. Yeah.
It just taking care of the worm progress was also a terrifying experience for me because I had to handle them.
Yeah.
And I'm not a bug person. I know there's a lot of bug owners, bug lovers out there, but I'm sorry, I can't. And I did try to take care of them. I even go harvest the leaves they want to eat and then clean them. Like I say, kind of like my fish, no matter what I did, they still not survive at the end.
Yeah, I mean, you were a kid, you know, you can only do so much, right? Yes. Like, I grew up in the Bay most of my life, the Bay Area most of my life, and... like in Chinatown, they always have these like festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my grandma would just buy me one of those little turtles. Like, have you seen those?
Oh, like the one you can put in the fish tank?
Yeah. Yeah. Those little turtles. And like, I remember mine lived for a long time, but like, I think I ended up giving him to my cousin. But those things were like kind of like taking care of a fish. Like, you just feed them, you clean their little tank. You know, tank. Stuff like that, but they weren't hard to take care of, but you know, they got kind of big and I didn't have like, you know, the passion to take care of a turtle. Like, they're cute, but it's not really my thing. So, but then my cousin wanted my turtle. So yeah, but yeah, I had turtles. I had fishes, like you betta fishes, particularly of my own, not the one in my grandma's tank, but, and also hamsters. Have you ever had hamsters?
Yes, but then it got returned just by a few days because I have an uncle. He tend to spoil me. And yeah. He knows I always want pet. So he secretly bought me to the pet store and gave me a hamster. And then my mom later on found out. And then I don't know how she did it, but she is very crazy. She just asked the pet owner to return the hamster.
Yeah.
And they did.
Oh, and wow. Yes. Well, I mean, I guess there's refunds, returns and refunds.
Yeah. So when I grow up, my mom always telling me, you know, before you can take care of yourself, you are not allowed to have a pet. Uh-huh. Because another pet or another animal is another life.
Yeah.
Like, how do I trust you if you can't even take care of yourself?
Yeah, that's true. Like, it's same for human, right? Like, if you can't even take care of yourself, how can you take care of another human? So same for pets. I think pets are a great way to kind of test your responsibility. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you end up feeling like, oh, I can't take care of this pet, it's okay to, like, rehome them. You know, yes. It's not like it's a bad thing to do that, but be responsible of how you handle that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because, like, I've seen people, like, just drop their pets in the highway. And it's that's so terrible. Bad. You know, like, that's no way of handling, you know, like, the thing that you are responsible for.
Yeah.
Like, there's a better solution for that. And if you don't know what to do, find someone that can help you, right? Yeah. Like, don't just feel like you got to take action and not think about it. But yeah, like, you know, like, it's interesting to hear that, you know, when we're kids, like, we get exposed to different types of pets, not just dogs and cats, right? Mm-hmm. We get, like, the little critters first, you know?
Yes.
And I feel like those are harder, in my opinion, to take care of compared to, like, a dog or cat. What are your thoughts?
Not really.
Really? I think it's harder because they're so tiny and fragile. I just feel like I'm
But then, like, for turtle, right? Turtle are easier to take care of.
I guess
but
they are, yeah.
I guess the reason you don't want to take care of it anymore because you don't get the interaction. Like,
that's true.
What you get from dog. But did you know there's some turtle influencer? They are actually pretty cute. And they interact with their human. But not everyone is lucky like those people.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, I'm down to try, you know, like caring for a turtle again. It's just I don't have the time and bandwidth.
Yeah.
When I already have so many dogs.
Yes. Every animal have their need. You don't just put them in the tank and inspect them.
Exactly, exactly. And as a child, I didn't even like know what else I needed to do other than feed and clean it, right?
Yes.
So like, you know, maybe now when I'm older, maybe there's, you know, I'll be a little bit more creative on how I can take care of a turtle.
Yeah, exactly.
Walk them on a string. I'll be like going like 0.00000 miles per hour, like.
Yeah, so back to, you know, what I say earlier, so I guess my first real pet would be my cat named March.
March. When did you get him?
It was high school, and the reason my mom gave it is because I just moved here to United States, and, you know, everything is so foreign and strange for me, and I wasn't coping the change well, and my dad was thinking to give me a dog.
Oh.
Because he is a dog lover more than a cat. He doesn't like cats. And it was actually, that story was actually funny. So we went to the Petco's and then they have like the shelter adoption events going on. I saw really cute German Shepherd puppies. And I was like, okay, that's going to be my dog. And then my dad said, okay, fine, go ask the guy and then I go adopt that puppies. And when I walked there, I just found, oh my God, the puppy is already get adopted.
Aww.
Yeah, and then all the other dogs are there. I just don't feel like, you know, they are my dogs. Because during that time, I think most of them are Chihuahua. Mm-hmm. Not like I don't like Chihuahua, but I just imagine why I want to have a dog. I want to have like at least like a medium size.
Mm-hmm, something bigger.
Yeah, something bigger. Something that I can play with them roughly because I'm not a gentle soul.
You're not a gentle soul, right? You're a gentle soul, but you could be cray cray.
But I just feel like, you know, small dog like Penny's Maltese or a Chihuahua.
Hey, I have to say Maltese has a lot of energy and I can rough play with Buffy.
Yeah, so sometimes I just feel like I might accidentally hurt them.
Oh, no, you won't hurt them.
And
they're tougher than you think.
So I was looking around and then I guess someone out there heard me say I was looking for a kitten or puppies.
Someone thought you were looking for a kitten?
Like kitten or puppies. And so there's a lady walked toward me and said, hey, are you looking for puppies only or are you also open for the kittens? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I can do kittens. And my mom is actually more okay with a cat because she thinks cat is cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Like dog have their body smells,
mm-hmm.
and if you don't wash them often, they get like the odors, mm-hmm. and that's something that my mom very dislike it. So she was like, okay, fine, let's try it. And then she secretly pulled out the carriers, and there's three cats in there.
Aww.
And I just like the tabby looking one,
mm-hmm.
and that's how I get March.
Aww.
Yes, and you know it's so funny, like. When I got it, my mom was still not happy because her rule, right? She doesn't like animal and then cat and dog shade. And she gave me like a really long list about the rules that I need to follow. But of course, as a high school student, you would say yes.
Yeah, you're like, yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Say everything and like to get what you want.
Yes, and then at the end, you forgot.
Yeah. Oh, what? You said that?
Yeah, but I think the whole adopting March experience is not just for me. It's for my entire family, because my dad get to learn more about the cats, and he, the first day, you know, he has interact with March. It wasn't pleasant for March because as a cat, you know, they will go to places, jump to high places, and he was on top of his laptop. So the first initial thought, he just like swiping, and then he just flew away. As a kitten, it's a terrifying experience for him. So March was actually afraid of my dad for a few weeks, but later. He found out like, hey, cat isn't just like how he thought, because he think cat is a cruel animal. they don't care about, you know, other thing other than themselves. Like, they will only come when it's full time. So that's why. And then he always think dog is better because, you know, dog care about their owner. They will give them like passion and love.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's just a misunderstanding for both animals.
Mm-hmm.
They show you love in mm-hmm. the different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad kind of learned that. And also March is pretty unique. He does behave like dogs sometimes. He will follow you. And he also react when you call his name.
That's interesting because, like, I find that some of my dogs I've had in my past, like, has characteristics like cats, you know? I'm just like, are you a dog or are you a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
So that's how we start my pet owner's experience.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Oh, boy. Like, all my life as a child, I think I was 5 years old. My dad brought home our first dog, which is a Dalmatian. And because he felt like, oh, one seems kind of lonely, they decided to bring on a second one. So my first one's Bingo and the second one is Vivian.
Mm-hmm.
And we call him Bibi, her Bibi for short. And that's my first exposure to dogs. And I love them. Like, they were so cute, like, huggable. They were lively. They're playful. And we had them for about a year until some person, maybe Cruella de Vil, I don't know, stole them. That was my first time feeling like, you know, I was so sad about, you know, any animal in my life. Because, like, I remember spending the whole day walking my neighborhood, calling out their names, looking for them. And they were only 1 year old, you know. And, you know, at that time, I didn't think much about, like, owning more pets with the family. But, you know, as time went on, you know, we couldn't find them. And then my parents decided to buy this Pomeranian we saw at this pet store in San Francisco. And it just looked so sad, like it needed a home. You know,
Dom Dom.
Yes, Dom Dom. Yes, he was the cutest, most, like, gentle soul, you know, ever. Yeah, he had a lot of health issues. Like, he had, like, skin problems called mice. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's when their skin gets kind of hardened.
Okay.
And it darkens and, like, it's, like, kind of rough. It's almost like scabbing.
So how do you cure that?
You can't. It's just genetics, unfortunately. And you just gotta, you just gotta live with it, you know? And so we just try to keep him clean all the time. And then because, like, we have Don Don, my grandma was like, I don't know why my grandma always likes to buy, like, something that, like, kind of one-ups people, you know, or tries to one-up people. But she's like, you know, like, Don Don can't be alone. And so she, like, got a Pekingese. So Pekingese is, like, our fourth pet, right? And so that, she's a very interesting dog. She's so cute with the little flat face, but she's bossy.
Oh.
She will not let Don Don eat. Like, you got to feed them separately. Like, it was just really hard to manage because she wants all the attention. She lived a long life. Don Don, not so much, unfortunately, like, because of his health genetics and just the nature of how, you know, his health condition is. Like, he only lived up to 9 years.
Oh, that's very short.
Yeah, while Wong Wong, she lived up to 16 years, or even longer, I think, maybe, but at least 16 years minimum. She was a tough cookie, for sure.
Oh, maybe he got bullied.
I think mental health for pets is huge. Like, people don't realize pets have feelings, you know, things like that. And, you know, at the time I was young, right? I was in elementary school. I didn't actually, like, understand, you know, what pets would be going through. But, you know, I try my best to, like, be the best, like, you know, child in the house that's playing with the dogs.
Yes.
But, you know, like, I think, you know, it's always good to kind of assess whether or not your dogs get along, because obviously, as people who don't know how to own dogs at the time, we don't understand their temperaments and their behavior and their mental health. So it's good to be aware of that.
And sometimes it's actually better to maybe to just give away to another pet if they don't really get along.
Yeah. Yeah. And those dogs that I've talked about are dogs that I'm exposed to. They weren't really my dogs, but they were like my family's pets, right? And so, like, my experience with them is very different from pets I actually brought home myself. So the first pet I've ever brought home by myself is a tabby cat that was left on the streets in a box, and I didn't find her. My friend in high school found her and asked me if I was interested in adopting a cat, because she already has like two or three cats at home already. You know, her parents weren't gonna let her have another one, and you know, I didn't even like look at the cat, and I was like, you know what, give her to me.
Oh, okay.
Like, I didn't even know how she looks like. I didn't know, like, you know, what her temperament was. I didn't know if, you know, I like her. I just said, you know what, I'm happy to take her in.
Is that also your first cat?
Yeah, my first cat and my first very own pet that I said I wanted to have. My parents didn't know I was going to bring a cat home.
How did your mom or your dad take it?
They're like, what? A cat? Is it dirty? Do you mean that? And I'm like, no, like my friend already took her to the vet and everything, and like made sure she got her shots and everything before I took her. And I was kind of sad because I didn't know that when someone finds, even my friend didn't know this, okay? Like, when you find a stray cat from the streets and you take them to the vet, I did not know they mark their ears by chipping off the tip of it.
Oh.
To say that they were a stray cat that was found.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did not know that, but...
Is it... Do you have to do that, even though if you are already adopted?
I don't know, because what my friend told me was she didn't even know the vet was going to do that.
I see.
Like she was so shocked when she saw the ear, a piece of the ear missing. Which was, it's kind of sad. Like, why would you label a cat like that? You know, like just because it was found from the streets, like, we're not going to let it back in the streets. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, why would you just, like, you know, cut the ears like that?
I always thought they'd chip their ears to identify they are new turtles. But...
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I thought.
I don't know. But, like, she said that they chipped it because she was a stray cat. And I was like, oh, that sucks. You know, so now... I named her Diana Jolie. You know where that is inspired from. But Diana came from, I don't know if you guys ever watched Sailor Moon, but it's supposed to be one of the cat's names. But I really, because she's a great cat, you know, and I thought, you know, it's perfect, Diana. I don't know, I really like that name. It's elegant. And she was elegant. When she came to my house for the first time, I just snuck her to my room. No one knew I had her yet. And then, like, my desk was a mess. I just, the most vivid memory of her was me putting her on the floor, and I just sat there staring at her because I didn't know what to do with the cat. You know, like, it's the first time having a cat in my room. And then, like, you just see her, like, jump up super high, and you're like, whoa, like, she can jump? And then, like, she jumped on my desk, mm-hmm. and my desk had so many little, like, stuff on there, like a cup or like, you know, pencils, paper, little statue, whatever, everything, right? She didn't knock anything down. She was so elegant the way she walked and so careful that none of the stuff on my desk got moved at all.
Oh, that's interesting. She doesn't do the annoying things that cat does?
No, she didn't knock anything. Nope. She was just like walking 1 foot at a time, crossing each thing without touching it.
Mm.
I was like, wow, this cat is crazy.
Yeah, she has good reflex.
Yeah, she has good reflex, yeah. And she was at the time really skinny, but in the end she became pretty chubby because she got fed well. And she lived a pretty long life. Like, I found her during my high school junior year. So, like, what? I don't want to date my age, but I think 2007,
mm-hmm.
6 or 7, we found her. And then she passed away a few years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, she lived a pretty good long life for a cat. I didn't take her to college with me because, like, she was so comfortable at home and she was more of a house cat. And me moving around in college wasn't going to be easy. And at the time, I didn't know you can walk a cat or you can put a cat on a leash. You know?
I didn't know until I get bagels, okay?
Yeah, like you know, you don't think about those things, you know? Yes. So then you're like, oh, the only thing I can do with my cat is to leave her at home, you mm-hmm. know? So when I went to college. So thankfully, my dad loves my cat. Like, my mom, not so much. She's not really a cat person, but my dad loves the cat. And Diana loves my dad. So I'm like, you know what? It's okay. Like, as long as, you know, they love each other, they can stay with each other, you know? So... Diana, she, like, was the best cat ever. She swatted flies like she's playing volleyball.
Hey, you know the benefit to have cat is that you don't have bugs in your house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. I don't think I've ever seen, like, a spider or anything in my house because of Diana.
Yeah, but dogs cannot do the job.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my dogs can't do anything. They're kind of useless, but they're so cute.
Well, it's because you're a Maltese.
Yeah.
They are supposed to be cute and useless.
Yeah.
Not useless like what you guys thinking, but The only, they are not a hunting dog or that kind of thing.
Buffy did a few times bring me like dead squirrels.
Oh wow.
It was not the sight I wanted to see, but like, yeah, I was like, Buffy, why? She thought she was bringing me a present, but no, it wasn't a present.
So is that because of you cannot take Diana to your school, that's why you get Yuffie?
No, actually, Yuffie was by chance. My aunt had a litter of Maltese, like with her two Maltese, and she asked me if I wanted Yuffie. And, you know, knowing me who loves animals and love pets, I'm like, yeah. Like, didn't even think about the consequences, you know what I mean? But I was like, I want her, you know? Like, I didn't know how she looks like yet. I just wanted it. Like I've never, like, I don't think I've ever gotten a pet where I'm like, I need to go look at them and want them.
I'm going to get you a snake next time as your birthday present. And then see if you're going to ask me what kind of pet you got from me.
Ray, you got to get me mentally prepared for it, okay? Like, you can't just hand me a snake and expect me to know how to handle one.
Well, you seem like pretty good with it. So far, that's how you get your pet. So I'm going to get you a surprise pet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to tell you what animal is
that. Can you at least take me to like a petting zoo with snakes first?
No. I would just get you a pet and the instruction on how to take care of them. For your birthday.
No, Ray. No.
And you can get to explore the other side of the world.
Oh my gosh. Maybe you should get yourself one first before you try to teach me how to take care of one. Like, unless you've taken care of one, Ray, I don't think I trust your instructions.
How about silkworm?
No! No!
I know how to take care of
one. I already have enough of that. You know how this is like moth season right now. Like, I see little silkworms running away from ants, like you said. Yeah. Like, ants love them.
Yes.
They eat them.
They're meaty.
Yeah. So, like, no, I already have enough of that in my backyard. But no, Ray, no. Actually, sidetracking. Speaking of like gifting people pets,
that's always a bad idea.
I actually did that once.
Oh, why do you do that? People, that's always a bad idea because you don't know if the person are able to handle another life.
So, okay, so this is a quick story. I have to tell this one. This is so funny. So I was in San Francisco again, the same pet store I bought Don Don. Right?
Okay.
Like, but this is years later. I was in high school. I'm junior year, like around the time I had Diana. My friend invited me to his birthday last minute. It was like my classmate's brother, younger brother.
Did you kidnap some strays and then give it to her?
No, I was just at San Francisco with my family to eat dim sum. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, you're like, we want to come to so-and-so's birthday tonight. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure. And I was like, shoot, what did I get for a present? And like, you know, as a child, like, you don't have a car. You don't know what to get, you know, and especially last minute. So then I was at the pet shop.
Oh, God.
And then I was like, oh, I'll get him a hamster.
Why is that person doesn't even like hamster?
So I actually bought a hamster.
Why is she or he is terrified?
So I bought a hamster and then I gifted it to him.
Oh, wow. How does he take it?
He was excited.
For a hamster?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, but that's not the end of the story.
Oh, no, he didn't take care of it?
No, he did.
Okay, cool.
A few months later, I visited their home for school.
She has a baby.
She was actually a pregnant hamster.
Okay.
She was a pregnant hamster when I bought her and I did not know. And what's worse was... It multiplied like crazy in this house.
Oh no.
So he had like, I remember going there, I like seeing like 20 of them.
Oh wow.
In one cage. And they're literally running the wheels and everything. It's like a whole colony of hamsters. Like he can run his own pet shop. Yeah. But they loved it. The whole family loved their hamsters.
I see.
So it was a great gift. It wasn't like it was a bad gift. It was a great gift.
Okay, bye.
So like, I mean, they enjoyed it. So as long as they enjoyed it. Right? But
so I guess you will enjoy my gift then?
No, Ray.
Well, I'm not going to tell you what it is.
What if... Okay, if you do give me a snake, what if it eats my dog?
Or I can give you other, like, I don't know, a lizard or a chinchilla.
Don't give me a lizard. My sister's scared.
Or a turtle again.
Ray.
Lizard is pretty cute.
Ray, go away. I don't know, but... Yeah, but that's my first introduction with Diana. Yeah, Diana's my first very own, you know, pet. And then after that, Yuffie, who I still have right now, and she's 14 now.
And she's bossy, the total.
Oh, yeah, she's bossy. She's a little diva. Like, she will wake me up at 4 a.m. just for a little quick snack because she just wants to.
Yeah. But because of Yuffie, that's why we, you know, have a startup together.
That's true. It's because of Yuffie. Yeah, Yuffie's so needy. But she's the cutest. Yeah. Like, she's, I think, the... Because having a cat is great, like, but then they're so... A lot of them are so self-sufficient, right? At least Diana was. And I didn't walk her, you know, and yeah, stuff like that. So I felt like, you know, I didn't have to have that much responsibility on Diana since, you know, I had my dad's help as well as, like, my friend helped me with all the, like, the vaccination before she gave it to me. And then, but for Yuffie, I felt like it was just like, you know, from the beginning to end. I mean, it's not the end yet with her. I still have hopefully a few more years with her, but like, that's the journey with Yuffie is what made me realize how much work, you know, dedication, time you need for a living thing, mm-hmm, right? Like, but yeah, she's taught me a lot.
Yeah, I bet. Marge taught me a lot too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important to have pets in our lives because, like, it helps you build empathy, not just for, like, you know, dogs and cats, but for any living thing, yeah, out there, humans included, right? Like, it just makes you feel like you care.
Yeah, but don't force yourself to have a pet.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it if you feel like you're not someone who's ready to, yes, have any, you know, have something to take care of. Because, of course, you come first. Yourself comes first. You can't, yes, take care of something else. You can't take care of yourself, right?
Yeah, like, for example, like I was saying, my mom doesn't like pet, but doesn't mean she's not animal lover. She's a big animal lover. It's just that she isn't prepared, mm-hmm, to have an animal in her life. And she just doesn't feel comfortable. That's it.
You know, it's interesting too. Like, my grandma, she acts like she hates dogs and cats. But it's really because she knows that we're going to outlive animals, our pets, mm-hmm, you know? And that sadness is what, like, gets her, right? Like, to think of something leaving before her is what makes her don't want to have a pet. So I understand that perspective too, right? Because you will care so much for this, you know, little baby of yours, and like for them to like leave you, or before you leave them, it's just something hard to take, and some people just can't take that.
Yeah. So because of that, you know, like, you have to think, mm-hmm, and do your research before you choose to adopt or purchase a pet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
Because you may not like that dog or that cat may not be your only pet. Mm-hmm. In your life, but then you are the only pet owner in their life.
Yeah, yeah. They see you as their sole provider, their, you know, their voice, mm-hmm, all of it.
I think it's getting sad now.
I know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they are kind of my motivation too, right? To, like, be a better person. Like, if I'm not actively taking care of them, I'm just being a slouch. Like, you know, it doesn't do me any good. So, yes, like, having a responsibility that depends on you makes you like grow.
Want to do better. Right?
Yeah. Helps you do better in life. And so there's no, you know, right or wrong answer, whether or not you should or shouldn't have a pet. It just depends on your lifestyle and what you, yes, prefer and what you like and what you can and cannot handle.
And sometimes you may think you are going to be a good pet owner or you can have a pet, but you never know once you, you know, start your journey. And sometimes, like Penny mentioned earlier, right? Maybe in the midway, you realize you just can't handle a pet in your house. Don't be ashamed of yourself. Like, find a better home for it. Or, yeah, find a solution. Don't just, like, abandon them or, like, you know, blame on the tiny animals because it's not your fault or not his fault because you didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. Don't give up on them in the way where you are putting their lives in danger, yeah, you know? Like, have some, you know, sense to keep them safe even if you are not wanting them anymore, right? Like, find someone that wants them, find someone who will take care of them, because, you know, in my life I have found people to take care of other pets in my life that, like, I know I didn't have the ability to take care, yeah, of because I already have too many in my home. And so as long as like you do your due diligence, you know, like it's okay. Like,
yeah,
like no one's gonna be mad or anything like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like the fish story I was mentioning, right? Like I just told my mom I cannot handle more fishes dying in my hand. So I told her like we need to do something because I don't want my other fishes die like the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom did find some of the solution for me. She actually found a person who had like giant fish tanks. And then he was like, yeah, your daughter's fish can just live in my fish tank. And then it should be better for
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So we just give away the fish. And from what I know, they live very happy
mm-hmm.
with their new friends. So,
you know, like, I love that story because like, there was a dog, another Pomeranian that came to our home from a mm-hmm. mailman. And like the owner of that dog actually lost her. And then we took care of her for like a few weeks until we finally found her owner. And then the owner was like, you know, like we really just don't have the bandwidth to take care of her because we're never home. And it belonged to their daughter and their daughter had to go to college and couldn't bring her the dog. And so the dog's lonely. And so she asked us if we wanted to take her in. We did, at least just to like, you know, temporarily since they can't take care of the dog. And we in the end found her the most loving owner ever.
Yeah.
And like, and she actually, that dog recently just passed away, even though she lived like a really long, great life. But that owner like really treated her well, like pampered her, you know, took care of her.
Yes.
And, you know, that's all that matters for the pet to like have a great quality life with love. Yes. Right.
Because sometimes things change, right? Some people, they have the pet when they are a single person
mm-hmm.
and then maybe later on they have families or maybe you develop like pet allergy. Mm-hmm. You really cannot live with them.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be sad, you know,
mm-hmm.
to not be able to have them. You should be sad if you can't even find a solution for them.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, all they want is just love.
Yes.
Know? Like every night I see my little Buffy and my Yuffie, they look at me and I'm just like giving them the love and they're just so happy with the tail wags, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure the same for Latte and Bagel.
Yeah.
Even though it's like, you know, cats can be a little tough love.
Yeah, little troublemakers in the house.
They're like, here I show love.
Exactly. I don't know how many glass that Bagel break already. By the way, yesterday he actually just knocked over my brother's tighty.
Oh, no.
Because he thought it was fun.
He's like, I want some boba, not.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, I mean, I think that was great to hear, you know, how you started your pet ownership. Like, it really brought back a lot of memories for me. So thank you for that, Ray.
Yeah, and I hope our insight can help you to choose if you want to be a pet owner or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe there's some change in your life. There's some difficult choice you need to make. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, there's always a solution. You know, don't ever feel like, you know, you're just stuck and there's no other solution other than abandonment. Like, you know, there is a way to find a better quality life for your pets. So,
Reach out to friends and family. They will help.
And, you know, our channel is always open, right? Like, if you need any advice, ask us. Like, we're happy to, you know, give you some, you know, ideas, options, you know, maybe help you guys find solutions. Because, you know, we did, you know, graduate with a degree that's finding solutions, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, we're always happy to help. And, thank you for listening to us today.
Yes. And please share your pet experience with us or any thought you would like to our Instagram, YouTube, or TikTok.
Yeah. And again, we upload our podcast on Thursdays every other week. So yeah, don't miss out and follow us on every channel. Thank you so much, you guys.
Bye-bye.
So this month actually marks OPC's 1-year anniversary since we launched our website and started selling online. December 14th through January 1st, we'll be running a giveaway campaign where we are raffling one lucky winner, either a hands-free leash or a handheld leash, up to whichever the winner decides.
And also, we will have a holiday sale. We offer 15% off discount if you purchase anything through our website. So our website address is www.omnipetclub.com. And if you need more details, go check out our Instagram as well, @omnipetclub. Bye-bye.